At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
All right, welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Self-correction, Jet Tamala has not been offered by Nebraska, according to everything that we've seen, but he's been invited to a game for a visit by Nebraska back in 2023, but that's it. He's also been offered by Washington State and Missouri. All right, it's time, folks. We got 6 clips from Troy Dannon's most recent interview with Husker Online. Go ahead, and I've got the headline to the clips here. All right, the first one is talking about Dannon, talking about the Tennessee scheduling and things of that nature. Go ahead and roll that first clip there, Jake, and then you and I can both react.
Yeah, and it's really tied to the stadium renovation project. You know, as months have gone on, and we've really gotten our plans for what we want to do, it's become more and more obvious that we were going to be down capacity in 27. There's just no way around it. And so from a financial standpoint, the idea of playing 7 games at 20% reduced capacity in 27 was going to be a real financial killer. And right now, you know, as we try to implement the revenue share model and everything else, you know, eyes and first and foremost are focused on, are we going to be able to continue to fund ourselves? And we looked and said, we need 8 games in that year with the stadium renovation. And we approached Tennessee and said, hey, are you willing to push this back again? I know we already did it, but, you know, we did it at your request last time so you could play that game at the racetrack. But could you push it back for us to accommodate this? And they couldn't, which I understand. And no, you know, no harm there. This was our decision and our call. And so if they couldn't push it back and delay it, we just canceled the series. We've been working for the last couple of months on who could fit into those games. We had an FCS opening anyway, and that's where Northern Iowa came from, and that had to be filled. And then adding 2 MAC schools to replace games in those 2 years, which gives us 7 and 8, 8 and 27, which essentially, you know, the math works out, it gives us 7 full home games or 8 maybe reduced capacity games. But it's really a long-term financial play based on the stadium being down, at least in part, 27.
So a couple of things real quick. You have that tweet from Danny White, Tennessee's athletic director, who, by the way, was the athletic director at UCF when Scott Frost was there the first time. And if you remember, there was some not so great feelings when Scott Frost left there the first time, starting with the AD. And now that's the guy at Tennessee who's lambasting Nebraska publicly and leaving out the fact that Nebraska asked to move. They just conveniently left it out. Hey, we asked them to move. They said they could. Now, it's a year before the game. Now, Dana gave us some more information there that I missed the first time I heard it. They had a couple of months to fill the opening with the Tennessee series being canceled. So you could say, hey, Adam, this is all within a year. That's tough on Tennessee. Okay, well, he didn't say any of that. Here's all he said in his tweet. Go ahead, Jake, read that.
He said, correction, Tennessee is not canceling this series. Nebraska did. We are very disappointed that they didn't want to play these games, especially this close to 2026.
Is there more? I remember it being worse than that.
I think he did have some, let's see.
Was there some other ones that you were trying to be nice about and left out? Or
I think that's like him tweeting. He might have replied to others. But yeah, I mean, he's basically is. It also did like quick interviews with it. He was not happy about it.
He was pretty pissed. I don't know how else to put it. I know it's not proper English, all right? But he was pissed. But to me, I find it disingenuous. Like, tell the whole thing. They asked us to move it. It's a year before, and we couldn't. Just going to leave that all out. Just going to throw it on Nebraska. They backed out. I'm paraphrasing. They're cowards. They don't want to play. We're disappointed, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, here's a little bit more context. By the way, I'm the former UCF AD that lost Scott Frost to you guys, and I've been upset with you ever since, and now's my chance to lambaste you publicly. And now, honestly, if he wants, he can schedule Timbuktu, you, and nobody's going to say a word, and they can get an extra win. We literally, if you want to argue, you could argue this is not the goal of ours. You could argue we did him an easy favor. Like, they could have this cupcake offseason schedule and say, it's not our fault. You can't hold it against us, college football playoff committee, if that thing's still around in a couple of years. That's not a huge factor. My point is, I found it disingenuous because you left out a lot of information. Now, when you think about not being at full capacity, especially in the South Stadium, a few years ago, Bill Moose talked about, with all the different revenue streams and things of that nature, they make around $8 million. Let me emphasize the M, not the B. There is no B. $8 million per home game. You times that, okay, they're down 15,000 seats during this renovation. So they're going to be down about whatever that is, about 20% in total revenue, give or take. Times that by 7. All right, I think that comes out to a little over $11 million. Had that occurred to you that that's the amount of money they might be missing out on, Jake? That much?
Holy cow. Lot, yeah.
Now, you schedule this 8th game, and let's say you get $8 million back. Plus, so I don't know which one it is. I've seen people say, oh, Nebraska had to pay $1 million to get out of this. And then I saw Brett McMurphy tweet it was $500,000. Do you know which amount it is?
So I think Brett McMurphy corrected himself and originally said it was $500,000 to cancel the series and then said it was $1 million. It's $500,000 per game. Yeah.
Okay. But even with this additional game, like, we're not going to make up the revenue lost.
Well, then you got to pay them, the additional team to come in as well.
Well, yes, that's all that you got to. I don't think there was anything they could do to try to make up the full $11 million, 20% over 7 games.
9 home games, I suppose, but you can't get away with that.
Just add it. So my true freshman year, we played. This was back when there was 11 regular season games. We scheduled a 12th game, and then we played Arizona State at home. Fabian Washington had a pick 6 as a true freshman. I was redshirting this year in the fourth quarter. Pork chop, Corey Ross came in, and fans got the first glimpse of what Corey Ross could do late in that game as well. But it was some sort of, remember we had all the classics? It wasn't the kickoff class. So we had 13 games, and then a bowl game was 14. So you used to be able to schedule all these extra games. Nah, with the CFP, I don't know if you want to do all that. But my point is, if they don't do this, they're out roughly $11.2 million altogether. Well, holy Moses Malone. So just so everyone knows, the cap that's coming is $20.5 million for all your sports, for the revenue share. The goal for football is $14.5 million because there's way more football players on a team than there is any other team, and football makes the most money. It just is what it is. Nobody talks more other sports than me, I would imagine, but it is what it is. And so that leaves roughly $6 million for all your other sports combined, and now we're talking about 11.2 they would have missed out on.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
I still wish we were playing Tennessee. But if I'm Troy Dannon, I do one of two things in this situation. When I sit down and do this math, and I'm not a math major, but I'm like, either we're not doing the renovations, which clearly they need to be done. Otherwise, I don't know why we're doing them. So I assume they need to be done. I'm not a South Stadium or stadium construction expert or anything. But the other thing is I do what he did. And I try to figure out other ways to make up more money. Because 11.2 is almost that 14.5 that you have just for your football team, and you would have lost it in 1 year. Did any of this occur to you? Until I sat down and did some of this research, none of it occurred to me till over the weekend.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all brought on by this Tennessee move. And I saw, too, a report I talked to Dan and said Dan had like four or five emails about it. He's, you know, there's not as much of an uproar as maybe we might think. It's just the people that are upset. But, you know, I think it, like we talked about last week, it's just kind of how you frame something, right? Mm-hmm. If Nebraska was able to write the headline, it's you get an extra game, you get an extra chance to bring people in. We know there's going to be some stadium renovations, so the tickets are going to be hard to come by. We're going to give you an extra game. But then, you know, it broke. Nebraska backs out of Tennessee series, so there's kind of a negative feeling attached to it. But, you know, it does make sense. Again, I will never worry about the university's money. I'm sorry. When they did the Scott Frost thing,
I'm with you.
And threw out $7 million,
I'm with you.
Just gave Scott Frost $7 million instead of waiting a week, that was when I stopped caring about their finances. I think they'll be fine one way or the other, and they would be fine if they would have kept Tennessee. But now they're positioning themselves to make more money, and you know, there are bidding wars. I mean, we saw the transfer portal come down to some bidding wars there at the end. So it's not, I don't worry about their money. I would like them to have more, and this gives them more.
Let me be very clear. And I said this on Friday. I want to play Tennessee. I hate this. I hate that this is the system that the people who run college football, that this is the system that college football now is because of the people in charge. Did Ohio State get punished for having a joke of a non-conference last year? Nope. Did Michigan get punished the year before? Nope. Does the SEC or ACC get punished for having a third bye week, aka Timbuktu U, that you play as your fourth non-conference game because you only have eight conference games? No, it is what it is. The business of college football is affecting the game of college football, and I don't like it. But when I try to put myself in other people's shoes. When I put myself in Dan's shoes, I understand why he did what he did. As much as I dislike it, I understand it and I get it. Somebody did send me this. I watched people have quite the interaction when I posted something last night about Tennessee's AD being a little bit disingenuous about some things and leaving out some info. There was quite the interactions on my timelines, X, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Go give me a follow. Hashtag cheap plug. Somebody said, not as embarrassing as Tennessee losing to BYU in 2019 and then paying $2 million to not finish the series in 2023. All right, so our non-conference schedule, 2026, just to remind you, Ohio U. Oh, is that like Ohio, like where Solich was?
Yeah.
How great would that have been?
That would have been great.
Oh, all right. Not going
to
happen.
Even Tim Albin, who just recently left, that's at least right. Had a connection to the program.
He was a running backs coach when I was a young buck. All right. Ohio U, Bowling Green, North Dakota. 2027, Northern Illinois, Miami of Ohio, Northern Iowa. All right. A lot of MAC, a lot of FCS. All right. Tennessee's athletic director, Danny White, kind of went off on social media. I think Jake read the nice ones. Left out information. Just simply put it in there. We're mad. We're upset. They don't want to play us. They asked us to back out, to move it back, and we didn't because there's only 1 year. Didn't say that, though. Just put it in there. Give us full context. Just because you're the guy who lost Scott Frost to Nebraska, by the way, you got him. Well, you didn't get him back, but UCF did. Everything comes full circle, I guess. I'm going to guess you held a grudge for all these years. So maybe that's part of it. I don't know. All right. We got one more clip, then we got to get to break. What is the next clip here, Jake? I know you sent me all the titles. Let me find the title. Do you have it in front of you?
Yeah, we can get to the kind of he further talks about scheduling and the adjustments Nebraska will have to make with the renovation at the stadium.
All right. Go ahead and run it. We'll go through that quick.
As a fan, I think most fans would rather us play, Notre Dame, Texas and Tennessee, the non-conference. And I get that. You want the games to be as good as they possibly can. Having five home games in one of those years in the Big Ten, those are five marquee games. When we're playing nine conference games, we're going to get normally five instead of five in 26. Now we're going to have those four A4 games. But this is really, I would say, a short-term blip. You know, the long-term of having Arizona and Oklahoma and I think Oklahoma State already on the books long-term, it really is not a change in scheduling philosophy. It's just we're going to have to accommodate. This is not the only bump we're going to have to accommodate to renovate a stadium to the magnitude our stadium needs to be renovated. And it's just maybe the first one that our fans have felt. Hopefully there's as few bumps as possible. It's during a construction project, logistically, people are going to have some workarounds and some go-arounds, and it's not going to be as comfortable. But when we come out the other side, you know, there's going to be a lot in front of us, schedule and stadium to boot.
All right. Any instant reaction to that there, Jake?
Well, he said that's the first one we're going to feel. We're obviously going to feel it when we go into the stadium in that season. So it is going to be a little bit different, but, I like that he at least started with, Nebraska fans rather play Notre Dame and all that. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it kind of gets you the idea of where it is, but hoping that the Big Ten Conference can kind of make up for the non-con, being loaded is something that a lot of programs are doing. The last two national championships teams have done.
I think I mentioned this the other day. I would, because he brought up Oklahoma, and then we're going to hit the break real quick. We got four clips and we come back, and we're not going to get to everything today. All the notes in front of me, and we may or may not get to all the clips because character trivia is chat. Like, it's loaded. Every day, Jake, it's loaded. It's loaded, man. All right, the loaded show. But what if we did 9-1-2, nine conference games. Everybody plays a Power 4 team. We'll pretend the ACC and Big 12 are on the equal footing with the SEC and Big Ten. We'll just continue to live in that facade of a world. And then two G5 teams, or one G5 and one FCS, if you want. Personally, I wouldn't play the FCS, with all due respect. Okay. To me, it'd be 9-1-2. Nine conference, one Power 4, two G5. Or I would love for there to be some sort of out-of-conference designated rival. And that popped into my head, because Miami and Florida don't play every year. Nebraska and Oklahoma. When he said Oklahoma, that's what popped into my head. I would love that. Some like USC, Notre Dame, find a way to play every year. Notre Dame's not in a conference, so of course they're not in the same conference. But you get my point. Like, something like that would be cool. Like West Virginia, Pitt, the backyard brawl. They don't play anymore. Like, either a power conference team has to be on your schedule, or you have a designated out-of-conference rival that you play every year. And then two G5 teams. All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.